Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself, the only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it, the Betty White of sports radio, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. It is Tuesday, July the 20th, and I'm upset.
I told you. Didn't I tell y'all?
What?
I said, Bobby don't look like he's in a good mood today.
Well, I'm not. I was excited about switching that inhaler over, and I swear to God, I think it's worse.
It's probably just you got to adjust it.
Maybe it is, but it seems like it's a lot worse. But anyway, happy Tuesday. A wet one out there. It is nasty. So, as we always say, be careful out there when you're driving about, because it is a proven scientific fact that you cannot get the radio station very good if you're upside down in a ditch underwater.
Well, can I tell you why I'm upset?
Why?
And this is just how yesterday was. Yesterday was that day that the gray cloud, you know, Eeyore, I wanted to put just how, you know, the gray cloud followed him everywhere. And that was me yesterday. Anything I touched, if it was a pen I needed to write with, it was out of ink. If I had to pick up one thing and I had something else in my hand, it would fall out of my hand. If I was cooking, I burnt it. If I was making chicken, I undercooked it. It was that kind of day. Yesterday on the way home.
Right.
Dark clouds all the way until I get on my road and the bottom falls out. And I live in this apartment. When we moved into the apartment, I said, I want to live in the very back unit. You're not bothered. You're not around a bunch of people. And you don't have to worry about parking. Well, yesterday, all the parking spots were full during monsoon. And I had to park like two blocks away. Nothing covered to walk in either. So by the time I got in the house, I was soaking wet. I'm wearing these canvas shoes. Might as well throw those in the trash. Those were just destroyed. And
because they got wet?
Yeah. You're not really supposed to be in the rain with canvas shoes on. I had to walk through puddles.
What is a canvas shoe? I don't even know what that is.
I had to take my
shoe anyway, off. Bottom line is, I'm sorry you had a bad day. I'm talking about losing my voice, and I have a radio show.
Yeah, well,
how
Bobby,
I make a living.
People.
I'm sorry that little cloud of dust followed you around yesterday.
Well, I could have had damn pneumonia and not been able to produce your silly little show that you've had for 29 years.
Can that shoe will dry out?
Yeah.
Why would you throw them away?
Feet, wet shoes.
You don't wash them?
I don't have a washer, Bobby. You want to bring that up?
I thought you were getting it fixed. That was a month ago.
I have other things that need bought.
All right, moving on. Fan Talk, built by Baker Roofing. Been in business over 100 years, one of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. It is National Moon Day. Do you know why it is National Moon Day?
I'm afraid to answer.
Today in 1969, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to walk on the moon.
The first humans.
And if you go in and start this
you saw
monkey
the, you
business
can see,
about
you can see
it,
the strings, people.
That it was fake, I'm going to go over there and kill you.
You can see the strings, people. I'm kidding.
So
we all know the moon's made of cheese anyway. The moon's made of cheese anyway.
Okay, thank you.
When I was a kid, this is no lie, I used to get telescopes just so I could try to find the American flag on the moon. Never found the son of a bitch.
Oh, gosh. Hopefully we'll have some Dabo Sweeney today. Clemson had a media day event up at Clemson right before the ACC media days get underway tomorrow. As soon as they put that audio up, hopefully we'll be able to get that for you. Rafe Joder be in studio today to talk a little NASCAR. A lot of things going on in NASCAR right now. And And I've got a lot of complaints, as I usually do. And we'll see if Rafe agrees or disagrees or can explain why I'm wrong and some of the things I'm not happy about.
Is one of the complaints about that thing that's in the conference room?
No, somebody donated. Tim actually donated that.
Yeah.
That'll be an auction item for the Ronald McDonald House.
That's pretty cool. I saw it yesterday. I was like, somebody needs, somebody forgetting this?
You see how light it is?
Yeah. I picked it
those
up.
Those cars like, ain't made out of nothing, man.
I'm surprised I don't want to say it because Dave will call talking about flying cars again, but I'm surprised they just don't launch off the air.
No, man. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at FanTalk98.9. Lots of ways you can listen to us. You can listen to us online, CharlestonSportsRadio.com. You can get us in your Alexa or Google devices. You can download the app from the App Store. Go to App Store or Google Play, download ESPN Charleston, and you should have zero problems getting us anywhere you go. I don't know. I think if we'd have had this, I don't know about Neil Armstrong, but Buzz Aldrin would have been listening to the show.
Wasn't he listening to the show? You were on then.
I was on then, but I don't think we had the technology back then.
Hmm. He knows who you are, Bobby.
3 days into the Tokyo Olympics. We have actually have a couple of Olympic events today we'll tell you about. 2 weeks from today? No, it's more than that. It's I screwed up my countdown, I think.
Uh-oh.
What was it yesterday? I don't know. I lost count. I've got 14 days until the NFL Hall of Fame game, and that is not right.
He's anywhere.
Because that is 2 weeks from today.
And he worried about his new inhaler making him unprofessional.
So it is. Now, they didn't say anything. I'll never be professional. Get that started.
I'll never be
professional. I believe we are 16 days until the preseason game between the Cowboys and the Steelers in Canton, Ohio. 16 days until preseason football starts.
You're excited.
I am. Why not? I think I've done some really bad math here. I really do.
The game is on August 5th, so 16 days away.
That's my mama's birthday.
Well, la-di-da. Good for mom. Seems like she just, how many birthdays does she have?
The one.
Well, it seems like she...
seems like hell. When do we talk about my mother? Who talks about my mother in this building?
Yeah, well, camp opens August 5th that day, too, as well.
My birthday is August 8th, if that's what you're thinking.
All right, well, yeah, I was wondering. Because I'm sure the malls are going to be packed here in the next couple of weeks.
I'm going to tell you something if I don't get something.
46 days until Clemson plays Georgia, 51 days until the NFL season opener, and we are 121 days until our Fan Talk Families Radiothon, and that'll be on November the 18th, live from inside. And I can't tell you how big that is inside the Ronald McDonald House. Not on the front porch when it was 30 degrees.
It was 68.
Inside.
68 degrees last year.
Yeah, when you got there about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was there at 4 o'clock in the morning.
How do you know when I was there? You didn't even know me then.
I knew you brought the stuff.
That he didn't use.
None of it worked.
You never tried it. You still ain't tried, honey.
Oh, this is going to be that kind of thing.
We ain't going to make it to 2 years.
We've got both Trent and Blake here with us today. Let's take a look at what happened yesterday in sports. It was pretty much all baseball. Braves, Padres, that game was postponed due to weather. They will play a doubleheader tomorrow. Game 1 at 12, game 2 at 5 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have those on 94.7 FM and 910 AM. And other than that, baseball scores. Some crazy scores last night. Not much pitching. Nationals beat the Marlins 18-1. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 13-4. Mets beat the Reds 15-11 in 11 innings. 7 home runs by the Mets. Where's the pitching? Uh-oh, what? Now we got three people over there.
Yeah. Now, gang up on
us. It's raining. You know you need help.
You know how people get bad knees when it rains outside?
That's right.
Bobby gets, his voice goes hoarse.
I knew that, and it's never scheduled. Let's just put it that way. But anyway, last night, Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 13-4. Orioles beat the Rays 61. So the Red Sox, their lead in the National League East up to 1.5 games. Cubs lose again. They fall to the Cardinals 8-3. Cubs now 9.5 back in the Central. And one other note, Giants beat the Dodgers 7-2. Giants lead L.A. by 2 games. So tonight we could have the end of the NBA season or only one more game. One thing about it, when I wake up 9 o'clock Friday morning, the NBA season will be over. Over.
Trent's got something to say.
It's over. We got a good one, Bobby.
Unless you're going to start carrying the basketball tournament on the radio.
I don't think there is a sports media personality that is more ready for the NBA to be over than you, Bobby.
No,
Hart.
Absolutely. I almost want to say go Bucks. Go Bucks.
You're a Suns guy. You like the Suns.
End it tonight.
Get it over
cousin.
With.
Who's your cousin?
Chris Middleton.
Prove it.
I'll take you to his house.
You're kind of funny. We've got two local sports radio shows. You think Uncle over there should remember to get his cousin or whatever on one of the radio shows.
I'm telling you, Bobby, he's my cousin.
We'd love to talk to him.
Yeah.
If they win tonight, he's going to spend the whole day with you.
That's good. Because that means he'll be responsible for one less NBA game I have to watch. He'll be my hero. By the way, we'll have that game tonight here on 98.9 FM.
That last game was good basketball. Now I know you were watching, Bobby.
Right.
I get a Twitter DM from Bobby sometimes when he's watching, just complaining about the game.
That was good.
In case you folks haven't figured out by now, I'm not a big fan of the National Basketball Association. But if you are, that's fine. But here we are, the end of the NBA season. Terry reveals Chris Middleton's my cousin. But nice if you could have got him on one of the shows.
Yeah, I got a couple questions for him. Yeah. Batman and Robin.
Stephen A. Smith don't even get to talk to Chris Middleton, but we could. If Cuzzo over there would have done his job. Yeah.
He, Mr. Terry can't hear you, but he got the message. He got the message.
You do your job. Your
I bet he's been on that morning show on WJ&I. Mm.
He'll let them win tonight. I'm going to have him call you tomorrow.
Oh, God. Anyway, happy Moon Day. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ. 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
No major issues being reported as far as accidents or stalled autos, but the weather is definitely doing its due diligence this afternoon. As you can imagine, traffic is very heavy. Major roadways like the interstate in both directions, a slow go, especially between the downtown area and Ashley Phosphate. Same story on the Mark Clark between Clements Ferry and Savannah Highway. East and westbound, extremely crowded. Seeing delays along Savannah Highway, 61, Dorchester Road. You're seeing heavy traffic on Folly Road and Maybank Highway, also on North 17 in Mount Pleasant. Max Place is your Chicago-themed diver sports bar. They have 25 HD TVs, your home for the Chicago Cubs. Max Place on East Bay, across from the Custom House. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate. 767-5284. 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere, quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Cloudy with a thunderstorm in the area, a high around 82. Cloudy tonight with a low around 75. Wednesday, a thunderstorm around in the PM, a high around 87. Looking ahead, scattered and isolated thunderstorms through the week. Partly cloudy this weekend with highs near 90. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Don't miss the savings during Lowe's Just for Pros event. Stop by the Pro Desk and get an extra 5% off volume savings orders over $1,500. Plus, look for more savings across the store, including tools, paint, lighting, and other pro essentials to help you get the job done right. Shop today at Lowe's, the new home for pros. Discount on eligible product only and reflected in quote. Terms and exclusions apply. See ProDesk in store for details. Now through July 30th. U.S. only.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Millions estimate their benefits online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for
moon song.
In honor of National Moon Day.
Well, I mean, it's better than me walking around mooning people.
Yeah.
This won't get me up.
You know, it's going to be a good day when you wake up and the first headline you read is the head of the organizing committee for the Tokyo Olympics has not ruled out a last-minute cancellation of the Olympic Games.
I heard him talking yesterday.
I mean, everybody's over there now.
Yeah. Enjoy your stay.
Nah. So I highly doubt they will do that. But let's just say they do. United States plays Italy in softball tonight. Let's say they win. I just say we win the Olympics.
By default. Yeah.
We get every gold medal there is.
And silver and bronze. We want all. We want.
There are two softball games tonight, 8 o'clock. Japan will take on Australia, and then the United States will take on Italy at 11 o'clock. Both of those are on the NBC Sports Network tonight. SEC Media Day 2 today. Kirby Smart is smoking. Josh Heupel has spoken. Mark Stoops on the podium now. And coming up at 3:55, we've got Lane Kiffin, which is always interesting. He's the head coach of Trent's almost alma mater.
My one-year alma mater.
One-year alma mater.
Yes, my one-year alma
mater.
He's a good coach.
Also coming up tonight, you've got Braves and Padres, 7 o'clock. We'll have that on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. River Dogs, weather permitting, will open up a six-game series at Myrtle Beach this week. And again, the NBA Finals, Game 6. Suns are at the Bucks tonight, and we'll have that tonight on 98.9 FM. I don't see any way. If the Suns didn't win that game Saturday night, hard to imagine they're going to win tonight.
Yeah, it seems
they
like.
They had it. I mean, the crowd was crazy. Mm-hmm. They had a 16-point lead.
Yeah, I don't think the Bucks have been fazed by that Phoenix crowd. It seems like they just don't have an answer for Giannis. And with Middleton and Jrue Holiday playing really well, it's too much. It's too much for the Suns.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, we'll see. That'll be at 9 o'clock tonight. And again, we'll have that on 98.9 FM.
And we're going to have Terry's cousin on.
Terry's cousin, maybe.
Well,
I'm just calling foul.
I think you have a problem with cousins, because didn't you have an issue with Everett? Dexter Coakley.
Coakley was his cousin. Never got him on the radio. Never. And I'm a huge Cowboys fan. This is when Dexter played for the Cowboys. Did we ever get him on the radio? No.
You still hold that grudge.
Everybody is like Everett's cousin.
I'm Everett's
but,
cousin.
But, I mean, the NBA's going on. We're in either the next to last or last game of the NBA Finals, and Terry just decides to reveal, oh, by the way, Chris Middleton's my cousin.
Why do you get so worked up, Bobby?
I don't know. I don't know. Did you guys see the rocket launch today?
Look good.
Yeah. Good
rocket launch.
You know what it looked like? My first impression of it was?
No.
It looked like a North Korean rocket experiment.
Oh, I thought you were going to say what it really looked like.
Well, I'm thinking about Richard Branson did his thing last week, right? He's got this huge airplane. The jet detaches from the airplane, flies into space, comes back, makes a perfect landing on a runway. That's it, right? Today, Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon, again, looks like he's flying out in a North Korean rocket, gets up there, and then the rocket comes back and lands, which is pretty cool. I saw those in a lot of Bugs Bunny cartoons. And then the capsule has to parachute and come back. Which one are you going on? I'm going on Team Branson, man. My God.
It's not the one that's shaped like a microphone.
Yeah, we'll go with microphone. But anyway, glad it was safe. I mean, if I'm worth $300 billion,
who the hell would I don't? If I'm worth $300 billion, be happy and content with the state, with the world that got you there.
Why would I want to get on an untested death trap?
Yeah, you know what I did see? I may not have saw the rocket launch yesterday, but I saw the Challenger explosion. That's enough to keep me grounded. I can tell you that.
Oh, God.
And by the way, Everett wanted to point out you did have Dexter on your show when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Don't forget
so that was like 20 years after he quit playing football. I don't even remember having Dexter on the show.
I'm just saying. Everett's listening.
We did talk to him in Charlotte when we went up there for Cowboys were playing the Panthers in an exhibition game. And we went up to Charlotte and watched him. And we had these all-access passes. So Everett and I go to the locker room after the game.
But this thing.
I'm going to tell you, have you ever been in an NFL locker room? Nobody wears clothes. Nobody.
Happy National Moon Day.
Yeah, it was full moon day in that locker room. It ain't, hats off to the people who want to do that, not me.
Yeah. Yeah, you like to, you know.
I don't want to hang around 70 naked men. I'm sorry.
You need the curtain on your locker. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You know, they give y'all towels for a reason. Use them.
Yeah, it's I'm sure the NFL locker room's interesting when no
meetings. Oh, I mean, you just walk around and everybody acts like it's no big deal.
Just waving at everybody. Good game, brother. Good game.
I could not get out of it fast enough.
With the North Korean rockets.
See, you got to go there, right?
Take it up.
I mean, I don't know what the difference. I know nothing about the science of both rockets.
Branson's was much cooler because it took off. You know, it had the whole
thing.
Yeah,
they're flying around. They're up there weightless and having fun and stuff like that.
Yeah, it seemed like Bezos just took the cheap route. Just went right up and then went right back down. Yeah. It took 10 or 11 minutes.
Work smarter, not harder.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Did you see he thanked all the Amazon customers after he said thank you to the Amazon customers for paying for this?
Yeah, I think that's pretty stupid for him to say
that.
Yeah,
not great. Not great.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Call or hold on. I'll come straight to you. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Right now, South Carolina residents can get free tuition for more than 70 programs at Trident Technical College. That's right, free. It's no gimmick and easy to qualify. Just apply to the college, choose an eligible major, complete the FAFSA, and register for a minimum of 6 credit hours. Free tuition programs are available in engineering, manufacturing, maintenance, and technical trades. Free tuition programs are also available in culinary, hospitality, health and human services, as well as information technology. Get the skills you need to be work ready. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a career change, this is the perfect opportunity to get a quality education without student debt. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online or in person to learn more about free tuition programs. We're here for you. Your success, your future, your college. Visit tridenttech.edu and enroll today.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of 4 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do? You! Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
Get savings on Pro Essentials at the Lowe's Just for Pros event, going on now. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy 2 or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. Find more savings throughout the store at Lowe's, the new home for pros. Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Walking on the moon. Beat the pop
need to get off this because these moon songs are pretty bad.
Yeah, we're going to run out real quick.
So we can go back to regular music, I don't know, anytime.
Okay, gotcha.
These moon songs are very bad. Well, I'm going to call it and hold on. So 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Some notes coming out of Clemson today. Brandon Streeter said he's excited but not concerned with the quarterback depth. That's coach speak right there.
Yeah.
You got to be a little concerned.
Absolutely.
Because DJ goes down, Clemson's in trouble.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a star.
They have no quarterback.
They don't have – their depth isn't pretty deep, huh?
Well, they've got a kid, Will Taylor,
yeah,
who they want to make into a wide receiver.
And they don't have
near the quarterback depth they have had.
And the other quarterback transferred out, right?
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
The kid that was expected to back up and possibly become a future starter tore his Achilles in the spring.
Okay.
So they are very thin at quarterback. But he says he's not concerned. And I think that's a little coach speak.
I think coaches are concerned about every position, right? And every position step. So, yeah, definitely some coach speak.
No word on Justin Ross yet. But assistant coaches today sounded optimistic. Wide receivers coach Tyler Grisham said the big thing for Ross will be not playing fearful when he gets hit again. So, they are expecting him to play. Brent Venables talked about being courted for another job, said he was probably closer to taking a head coaching job this past year than ever before, but ultimately decided to stay at Clemson. He said, "You have to be careful not to screw up happy, and I'm happy." So that was it. Dabo Swinney said today, not all players are vaccinated, but they are in a good spot. He also said most Clemson players are against a 12-team playoff, and they don't want to play more games. He says he doesn't think there are 12 teams worthy of a playoff. He's in a good position to do that. But just say there's a year when Clemson, and I get what he's saying. He's been in every college football playoff that they've had. So it's easy to take that position. But let's say 1 year, for whatever reason, like this year, for example, let's say they fall to Georgia, slip up another time, two losses, probably going to keep him out of the 14 playoff.
You'd think, yeah.
They'll probably change his tune about whether there should be more teams in the playoff.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, but right now.
He likes the four.
Yeah, he said the. And it's very easy for Clemson to say that. That's my point.
Yeah, because they've been in the four the last six times, so.
Let them miss that 4 1 year and then see how they.
Dabo will come out.
Then ask them about the 12-team playoff.
Yeah, they'll like that idea.
So let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
First of all, that rocket launch almost looked like a missile launch when it took off. I mean, for it to go up and then come back down. I mean, it didn't look like it was real.
It looked like he was 100 years behind the technology that Richard Branson has.
Yeah, I mean, he looked scared.
But
I mean,
you are talking about
I'm not going up.
Brant Branson owns an airline. He's been doing this for a while. Bezos just got into this. I mean, he owns Amazon.
Right.
It looked like a North Korean test launch.
It really did. That's what it did. And as far as the playoffs and the COVID and everything that's going on right now, I thought of something else. Now, say if a team has to forfeit a game and the COVID because of the COVID, and the rankings are there, and another team upsets somebody, say South Carolina were to upset. Like, I'm not expecting to happen this year, but say if they were to upset somebody like Georgia or Florida or something like that, how would that affect the rankings and how would that affect the forfeit if a Florida or Georgia or even a Tennessee or somebody like that would have to forfeit a game, like even Alabama, as far as the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I think they would look at an actual loss would have a lot more weight to the committee than a forfeit.
Right.
But how about, I mean, let's just say – let's say you get to the SEC championship game. Both Georgia and Alabama are undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
And one can't play because of COVID and they have to forfeit. What do you do if you're the college football playoff committee? Do you put a lot of weight on that forfeit and keep that team out of the playoff because it is considered a loss? Or do you just look over it? That's just something the college football playoff committee will have to determine when it comes to that time.
Yeah, because to me it's like a forfeit. It's like they're forcing you to forfeit the game because of the COVID and not forfeiting you because you couldn't play any other way. I mean,
I mean, you would forfeit a game because you don't have enough players. So chances are you would probably lose that game anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think they'll take everything into consideration. I do.
And one last thing. What do you think about Aaron Rodgers? Do you think he's going to show up or not?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know. That report today said he turned down a two-year contract extension. He would have been the highest-paid player in the history of football, and he turned it down. I've always thought Aaron Rodgers would show up and play. I'm not so sure anymore.
Well, there must be something going on behind the scenes that we don't know, and it's got to be something personal for him to do that, because I'm like you, and I thought he would change and taking that contract too, but obviously there's something that's going on.
Yeah, what that showed everybody today is not about the money with Aaron Rodgers.
Nope. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, appreciate it. 843-721-9500 here on this Talking Tuesday. Dabo Sweeney audio is not up. Hopefully it'll be up before 4 o'clock, and we'll be able to get that to you today. If not, we'll get it to you certainly on the show tomorrow. But for whatever reason, it is not up yet for us to be able to play. Came out today. How about this? NCAA President Mark Emmert made $2.9 million last year during the pandemic, when the organization's revenue dropped by more than 50%. He made $2.9 million, and I don't think there's a person on the planet that thinks he did a good job.
Absolutely not. During the pandemic, too, they no March Madness, no anything.
He offered no direction whatsoever during the pandemic. Mm-mm. He sat back. He let the Big Ten do their thing, Pac-12 do their thing, and luckily the ACC and the SEC and the Big 12 were smart enough, said we're going to play football. Then, of course, everybody else jumped back on board. But Mark Emmert did nothing. $2.9 would have been too much. Yeah. But he made $2.9 million. He's got naked pictures of somebody. How in the hell he still has a job is amazing. I don't understand it, but it is what it is. So $2.9 million. Nick Saban revealed today. Now, he'll speak to the media tomorrow, but apparently he's been doing several interviews already. He said quarterback Bryce Young, who hasn't played hardly at all for Alabama, is close to approaching seven figures in NIL deals.
It's going to start getting
seven
crazy.
Seven figures.
Yeah, $1 million already in the first month.
I had to put those numbers down. Yeah, that's close to $1 million.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
And, I mean,
he's going to be a good player.
Everybody hopes so, yeah. Yeah, absolutely hope so. So, a couple of other college notes. The MEAC SWAC Challenge in Atlanta. That'll be between Alcorn State and North Carolina Central. That'll be on August the 28th. That'll be the first ESPN College Game Day. Then they are headed to Charlotte on September 4th for Georgia Clemson. Clearly overlooking Eastern Illinois and Alabama. I mean, South Carolina.
Disrespectful.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah. No, that's the game of the night right there.
I mean, come on.
The history involved with Eastern Illinois and Carolina.
What the hell does it take? Come on. Game day should be in Columbia.
You got to keep preaching.
They were doing game day from Bearden Park in Charlotte. I have no idea where that is, but it's right near the stadium somewhere. So if you're heading up there for that September 4th game, game day will be there for that. Barely eking out Columbia, South Carolina, I'm guessing.
Had to be in the top three. Had to be. It's going to be a good game.
I think they barely eked it out.
Yeah, more than likely.
It's probably Herb Street picked Clemson.
Yeah.
Because his sons went there.
Yeah, we want to go
support. That's the rumor we're starting right there.
That is. Heard it here first.
That is the direction we're going in today. Before we take a break, let me remind you about Lyerly's To Go. If your dry cleaner is not picking up your clothes from your home or office, bringing them back to you after they're clean, you need to give my friends at Lyerly's a call, 843-377-6994. No more trips to the dry cleaners. And right now, if you call that number, Mitch and you heard about it here on Fan Talk, they're going to give you 20% off your next order. So sign up for Lyerly's To Go today, 843-377-6994. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
We don't have any problems being reported to us. Maybe some debris on the interstate westbound. However, there is a lot of rain that has fallen and that is falling. Wet roadways, standing water. It is very slow and go, especially on major routes like the interstate in both directions between Ashley Phosphate and downtown. The Mark Clark east and westbound between Clements Ferry and Savannah Highway. Seeing delays as you try and travel in Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, James and Johns Island, and of course in the downtown area. It's the 10-year anniversary bash at Holy City. Live music, food and drink specials, 40 beers on tap, water slide, mechanical shark, and lots more. This Saturday starting at 11 a.m., visit holycitybrewing.com for more info. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Cloudy with a thunderstorm in the area, a high around 82. Cloudy tonight with a low around 75. Wednesday, a thunderstorm around in the PM, a high around 87. Looking ahead, scattered and isolated thunderstorms through the week. Partly cloudy this weekend with highs near 90. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
If you've been hurt on the job, don't count on your employer's insurance company to do what's right. They may deny some of your benefits, leaving you stuck with the bills, or force you to choose between working hurt and getting fired. Call the Joy Law Firm. We're one of South Carolina's most experienced workers' comp law firms. Let us fight for the workers' compensation benefits you deserve. Because your claim matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
The Real Estate Lowdown from GoDown.
Hi, I'm local real estate investor Daniel Godown, co-owner of CRP Real Estate and Charleston Rental Properties. Residential real estate investing can be a daunting process. How do you know which properties will give you the highest return? CRP Real Estate, along with our affiliate company, Charleston Rental Properties, will help you navigate the real estate purchase and manage your property for years to come. Contact us today.
CRP Real Estate at 843-594-1031 and crprealestate.com.
Dreaming of becoming a professional race car driver? Speeding around empty parking lots is a start, but going pro takes time. So does quitting smoking. It's not about stopping in one day. It's about starting with day one. You just need to take that first step. Get started on your journey toward a smoke-free life with the American Cancer Society. We'll give you the support and resources you need to quit smoking. The finish line is closer than you think. Learn more at cancer.org/smokeout.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of 4 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do? You! Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
Get savings on Pro Essentials at the Lowe's Just for Pros event, going on now. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy two or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. Find more savings throughout the store at Lowe's, the new home for pros. Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Well, it was bound to happen one night at dead. Papa came home and it was just a skit. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking too surprised, well, she was doing fine. I heard him cry for mama up and down the hall. Then I heard a bottle break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and headed into town. Oh, the picture in the paper showed us.
Hey, well, welcome back to your Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. That's kind of an odd walk-up song for our next guest.
Well, he did commit a crime. he goes. The story goes on to say he did commit a crime.
Okay. All right. Well. Anyway, time now for
hotel room.
Time now for our monthly visit with our good friend Ken Harrell from the Joy Law Firm. Ken, how are you?
I'm great, bud. How are you doing?
Doing good. Just trying to stay dry today, I guess.
I tell you, man, what a wet summer. But I was just out in Colorado for a legal conference. And, yes, while I was there, I did catch a Rockies game because if baseball's in town, I'm going to go see it. But, man, oh, man, it is dry as a bone out there, Bobby. I came back and said, I'm not complaining about this rain at all. The whole west of the United States is like it's just going up in smoke right now.
Yeah. It's like kind of like that every year, though. Anymore, it seems.
Well, that's
like
what I'm saying. I mean, you know, so to me, I'm like, you know, I look around, everything's nice and green, and we're not worried about, you know, taking a long shower. Or, you know, we got a lot to be thankful for, so I'll take a little bit of rain.
Did you get a chance, speaking of out west, to watch that the golf tournament between Mickelson and Brady, Aaron Rodgers and DeChambeau? Did you get a chance to see that?
I did not. No, I completely missed that, Bobby.
They did it in a golf course. It was in Moonlight Basin, Montana. And it was the most gorgeous place I've ever seen. I mean, it was just right there in the mountains, not a house in sight. It was incredible how beautiful that place was.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, beautiful country out there, and I actually got up in the mountains a little bit, did a little hiking, which was great, but like I said, I mean, man, they've got their hands full, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I got to ask you a question now, because for some reason I thought you went to Carolina, but you went to James Madison, got your law degree from William & Mary. How in the world did you become a Gamecock fan?
I just met the wrong people when I came to South Carolina. That's the, you know, I always said I was like, man, I couldn't have met like a diehard Georgia Bulldogs fan. But no, I worked for a big corporate defense firm when I first got here. And Bobby, this is true. I remember when I was clerking, and like the year before, it must have been 1987, they're like, man, can't wait to get you here. You're going to see some South Carolina football. And I swear I had a buddy who's remained one of my closest friends say, I'm telling you, we were the best 3-6-2 team in the country last year. And I'm thinking, best 3-6-2 team in the country. Who the hell brags about that? But I really did. You know, I went to two small schools in Virginia. So my first exposure to college athletics on, you know, sort of a big level was going to Williams-Brice. And, man, I bit into it, and it hooked me. And I have definitely been a diehard fan, but there have been times where I've wondered, you know, I didn't have to choose that. Why did I choose that way?
Well, you know, it's
on the bright front, I don't know what in the world Beamer's doing on the recruiting trail, but we just picked up another great prospect today in that kid from Pennsylvania who apparently is like the number 18 quarterback in the country. So I guess they're selling early playing time because, I mean, for us to have like the number 11 class in the country, it's just, it's great, but it's completely surprising to me. I did not see this coming.
Yeah, it's going to take 2 or 3 years, I think. We may surprise some people, but man, I don't know if you got to see his appearance in SEC Media Days yesterday. He knocked it out of the park, and he every time he's met with the media or in front of anybody, he's just sending a message. You know, nobody knows how they're going to do, but I think it's going to be an interesting season coming up.
I do too, and you're right, Bob. I mean, for us to expect, you know, he's going to just come in and turn around on a dime, no. But he's laying the groundwork. He's building the foundation, and you're right. And you know, I think about another school up the road that hired an untested guy with a lot of energy and sort of an infectious personality, and it sure as hell worked out pretty well for them. So I'm not saying we're going to get to the mountaintop, and be living up there. It seems like permanently to me now with Clemson, but hey, we've seen it work before. So we might as well try something a little different. So I'm excited. He's pulled me in, that's for sure.
Did you see you remember when Spurrier was at SEC Media Days and Spurrier did that picture at Arby's? It was everywhere. Beamer went back and recreated the same picture yesterday when he was in Hoover. So it's pretty cool. If you haven't seen it, you need to check that out.
Oh, I'll pull it up. You know, my favorite, I think, SEC Media Days Spurrier, been out. I think he was at Florida at the time, was when they had just had the fire at the Auburn Library. Somebody just off, you know, cuff asked him, said, "Coach, you hear about that fire at the Auburn Library?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, the worst thing, a lot of those coloring books hadn't even been used yet."
Spurrier was a piece of work. I hated that it ended the way it did in Columbia. But you know, it's funny, because I just brought up that 3-6-2 year. I think that was Morrison's maybe first or second year. And they really played good football that year. I know 3-6-2, nothing to be excited about, but you could see something special was going to happen. And then we had, up until the Spurrier years, we had our best season ever.
Yeah, no, you're right. And when I went back and looked at it, because at the time, I mean, they were playing the likes of Southern Cal, Nebraska, and they were playing competitive games, you know, Florida State. So yeah, it that record was deceptive, but I do remember that. I was like, man, these guys are. It doesn't take much to please them, but.
Well, I've said several times in the show, if Beamer goes 5-7, 6-6. Goes to a small game, bowl game. I'm not worried about the 5 losses. I want to see how we play in those losses. Have we closed the gap? Have we gotten competitive? And that's what I want to see.
No, I agree, Bobby. And you just know it. I mean, you know when you've got a team that'll go out there and at least put up a fight against anybody. And you also know when you got a team and you're sitting there about 5 minutes into the game, you're like, man, this is going to be a long day. So, if we can just keep closing the gap, and like I said, you know, at least they're off to a great start. And I know there's going to be some bumps in the road because it's not easy being good at anything. But you know, at least we got some hope. So that's making me feel good.
Ken, we're about out of time. Tell the folks that they get hurt on the job, get in a car wreck, how they get in touch with you guys.
Well, I hope nobody does it, but if you do, just call us at 888-8888. The call is free, and happy to talk to anybody and see if we can help you.
Ken, as always, great stuff, and we'll talk to you next month, okay?
Thank you, Bobby.
All right, that's Ken Harrell from the Joy Law Firm. Never wants to talk law. He just wants to talk sports. So, pretty cool. He should, you know, for some reason I thought he went to Carolina. He made a bad choice. he made a good choice. Carolina games are fun. Win or lose, they're fun.
Win or lose,
they're fun to go
we
to.
We still booze.
You've been holding on to that for a while?
No, that was the name. I just remember some reason that was the name of a trivia team's name.
The bar I used to work at. One other college note, we'll probably go to break here in just a second. A couple of the new uniform requirements for college football. Undershirts cannot extend below the waistline, so no more. You won't see players with shirts hanging out and stuff like that. This is a rule, but it hasn't been enforced. And I talked about it for the last 2 years with our buddy Penn, but officials now, before the games, are going to make sure players' pants are over their knees. There were some games I saw where the pants some of these guys were wearing were basically shorts.
Yeah, a lot of the guys like to have without the knee pads.
But right. That's, the rule says pants have to be over the knees.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, that was enforced about as much as the City of Charleston fireworks ordinance.
Yeah, they do it in high school football. You know, they check. But then right. Once you get to college, it's free game. Those guys, you can see like part of their thighs when they're playing in the game. It's wild.
And I remember watching North Carolina play in the bowl game. And the quarterback for North Carolina.
Sam Howell?
Yeah, Sam Howell. He's basically wearing shorts.
Oh, yeah. He's not a knee pad fan. I'm like, if somebody, you know, hits you a little low, that might be a little dangerous there, sir.
So I guess what they're saying is it's been a rule. Well, we're going to start enforcing a rule.
Yeah, well, good job,
Now, will
NCAA.
They stop a game when those pants start to
No.
creep up?
The defensive backs love wearing the short and the long shirts. It's going to be interesting to see how they enforce it for sure.
I don't even mind if it comes up just above the knee.
No.
But some of these guys are ridiculous.
Yeah. The guy we were talking about, Marco Wilson, he used to just wear the thigh pads, and it never, nobody ever had a problem with it.
Oh, man. So a couple of the uniform requirements for college football coming up this year. All right, we're going to take a break in just a second. Soon? Whenever?
How many times I got to tell you it's your show?
Okay.
If you want to take a
break. We used to have music that came on, but I guess we're not doing that anymore.
If you want music, Bobby, we can have music all no. day.
All right, all we'll day. Take a break. There you go. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM. 94.7 FM and 910 AM.
Started as a small backyard millwork business over 80 years ago, is now Charleston's go-to for custom millwork and building supplies. That's the Southern Lumber difference, and that's why they use Anderson Windows and Doors. Anderson products are the strongest, built to survive Charleston storms and keep out the summer heat. Experience the Southern difference at Southern Lumber today.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
Signed, sealed, and certified, Starling Chevrolet has the largest selection of certified pre-owned Chevys in the Lowcountry. Trucks, sedans, SUVs, and more. Find new roads at Starling Chevy, Mount Pleasant, or online at SouthCarolinaChevy.com.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the biggest Callaway trade-in event of the year. Starting this Thursday through Sunday, bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 75% trade-in bonus towards new Apex Irons and Epic Woods. Both the Apex and Epic families are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Go to worldwidegolfshops.com or call the store nearest you to schedule your free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Hello, I'm William Smoke with Smoke's Comfort Control, thanking all our customers for their recent comfort business, which is leading me on a search for additional team players. We are currently interviewing for heating, air conditioning equipment installers that can perform quality work and want to be appreciated. Regardless
WTMZ,
of your
98.9
level,
FM, WTMZ, 910 AM, and 94.7 FM,
I want to speak with you. I'm offering up to a $3,000 sign-on bonus.
Offering dine-in, take-in.